Have you ever been stuck at a revenue plateau or a profit plateau for a few months and wonder how you're ever going to refocus your business, get unstuck? You know, I've seen businesses for many years. Maybe they've been stuck at 50K, maybe they've been stuck at 5 million. In this episode, I'm going to share with you how to get unstuck and explode your profits. Welcome to another episode of the Grow Equation Business Podcast, dedicated to helping business owners explode their profits while regaining more free time for the things they love. I'm your host, Diana Lidstone. I've been an entrepreneur for more than 40 years, helping coaches, consultants, and private practitioners get known, ramp up their profits, optimize their resources, to build a well-oiled business machine so that they can work less, earn more. So if you're ready to get unstuck and refocused, let's dive into today's episode. Hey, happy listeners. Welcome to this episode of the Grow Equation Business Podcast. We're going to talk about getting unstuck. And you know what? I want to preface this by saying it doesn't matter in your business whether you are at a $5 million level, at a 50K level. I know that entrepreneurs get stuck all the time. We're going to have a chat with Cheryl Schofield here, who is the owner of Kickstart Your Company. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thanks for having me, Diane.
Yeah, Cheryl and I have had a little conversation before we got on board with this. And Cheryl, I'd love for you to explain to the listeners just a little bit about where you are now in your business and, you know, just how you got there and why you're kind of refocusing.
Thanks. Well, I've been in sales administration for quite a number of years, most of my career. And then I shifted to freelance in probably about 2008. And I've done freelance for several years. And then around 2010, I noticed that there were quite a few new entrepreneurs that were coming on the market, and also a lot of business professionals who were establishing a personal brand. And so I started a freelance company, helping them to integrate online methods into their sales process, getting them, you know, a sign up box and some email marketing going, and most transitioning what they were saying in person. They were going to a lot of networking events and repeating the same thing over and over, and going to a lot of get to know you meetings, help them to capture that into something that they could hand out on their website, you know, like a lead magnet or a video that people could watch, so that when they got to these get to know you meetings, those people actually knew a little bit about them and they were more pre-qualified lead. And so now I was starting to do some in-person training just before, you know, 2019. And now I'm in the process of pivoting to online training.
I love it, because part of the Grow Equation, the O part, is about optimizing your resources. And that means, you know, what inefficiencies, like going one-on-one all the time, can you automate? And so I love the fact that you do this. Now, you and I had a little conversation before, and I asked you, you know, entrepreneurs typically want either one of three things: more profit, more time, or they want to make a bigger difference. And which one was it that you chose?
More profit.
Yes. So I'm going to ask you, you know, how did you get clients in the past? How have you done that in the past?
So I was going to networking events and I coined the phrase, the follow-up specialist. I found that when I was doing my market research, out of all of the skills that I could do as a sales administration and previous sales rep, out of all the things that I said, when I said that I was a follow-up, you could see them kind of put their hand over their mouth and speak to one side and go, I still suck at that.
Right.
A lot of the times, whether you're a new, you know, entrepreneur going to market or you're a sales professional as well, you know, basically you get out there to this one-on-one meeting, you tell people about what it is you have to offer. And then typically the follow-up conversation is, so, you know, would you really like to do business now? Here's what I have to offer. It's the best thing for your business. And, you know, are you ready to purchase today? And as we know in the customer journey, there's a lot more establishment of you as an expert and why you're different, you know, which is what speak to Diane. And so, you know, trying to close them, you know, we've always heard the analogy about, you know, you don't get married on the first date. And as soon as I would say those type of things, people generally would want to have a conversation with me afterwards.
Right. But now you're pivoting to more online. Is that correct?
So, yes.
Right. And so if you were to describe your ideal client, you know, in like three words, how would you describe that person? You know, if I was to say my ideal clients are coaches, consultants, and private practitioners. We use words like this because they help people self-identify. So,
yeah. So I would say that I'm helping somebody who would like to have a business online. Maybe they're thinking about course creation or they're thinking about coaching and they're overwhelmed with the technology part of it.
So we're going to shorten that right up. So if we could shorten it up, and we would say something like coaches, consultants, and online course creators who are overwhelmed with technology.
Right.
Where they just don't want to do it. One of the two. So here's the question. Do you do it for them or do you teach them how to do it?
Initially, they come to me with teaching. Then we can go into a more hands-on coaching program. So my lower ticket items are more about showing you what to do. Here's what you need to do. And then the hands-on is more of now that you know what to do, you know, there's always that question of, gee, that looks really good in a course. But now when I try to do it in my own business, this is not working for me. So right. That's where the coaching comes in, where you can join a mastermind or a group coaching program or one-on-one where I actually help you to implement it into your business.
Okay. I'd suggest that you really get clear on, and here's the question. I have this thing called the magic rule of one. And I'm going to share this with you. The magic rule of one is, and there's five parts to it. So I'm going to go through them. The first part is that you micro niche down. And what do I mean by niching? Like you really super, super niche down. And I have an upcoming program that we are going to help entrepreneurs do this because differentiating yourself is the first pillar of the grow equation. So the magic rule of one is first is you've got to go from a generalist to a specialist. So it's super niching down. Number two is what is the one problem that you're going to solve? Now, you said technology overwhelmed. That's a big problem. So I would niche down even more. So we're not going to be able to do this on this, you know, podcast episode, but I'd like you to consider of that technology, what is the one thing that you're really good at that you could help them do? And you want to build a reputation around that one thing. So we've got micro niche. You've got to solve that one problem. Number three of the magic rule of one is you've got to create a solution, one solution that addresses that problem. Now, when I say one solution, I mean you also have an upsell and a downsell. So yeah. I have a client, Carl, who does podcast production. Okay. That is his main thing, podcast production. So his downsell is a course where he teaches podcast production. His upsell is we do it all for you. You just show up and we press record. But it's really, really clear what that one core offer is. So let me recap here. Super micro niche, figure out your one problem, create a solution for that one problem. Number four is identify where you're going to focus your energy about getting the word out. So what do I mean? Are you going to pick speaking? Are you going to pick strategic alliances? What is going to be your super strength? For me, it's all about speaking. I get the majority of my clients when I speak. So that means I have to create a signature talk. Others of my clients, they do strategic alliances. That is their one thing that they do. They simplify their business. Okay, so now we've got number five. If you're going to use social media, you pick one platform. And I say if you're going to use social media because not everybody really needs to use social media. So there are the five of the magic rule of one. And I call that the counterintuitive ecosystem because I know after 40 years of working with clients and being in business, when we are trying to create more profit, when we're trying to get more sales, when we're trying to get more clients, It is our natural tendency to create more stuff and try to serve more people. But the truth of the matter is, it's going in the other direction. Do less better. So, Cheryl, let me ask you, how does that sound, that counterintuitive method? Does that sound like something that you could focus on?
Definitely.
So let's talk about micro-niching. We got a couple of more minutes. Is there something in that total technology that when you start talking about it, you just light up? And it comes to you so easily that other people go, oh my God, look at her.
Yeah. I'm pretty good with online platforms and I'm really getting into the course creation, you know, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of information on that.
So maybe you start by saying, you know, I'm a whiz at helping you teach online, but the first question you have to answer is, which platform are you going to choose?
Kajabi.
I mean, you know, the idea is that as if I was talking to somebody out there, you would pick Kajabi. Would that be right? And I don't mean for you to answer this. Would this be right for everybody? Maybe not.
No, maybe right. Not. But they're all similar. They're all an LMS system. So they're all very similar.
Yeah. But, you know, an entrepreneur like myself, who's somebody in their third act of life, technology is so overwhelming that I would go, oh God, I don't know where to start. Right.
Yeah. I've been thinking about doing a lead magnet or a questionnaire, you know, a quiz that you take online, which helps you to focus in on which is the best platform.
I love it. That would be awesome. Good one.
Because there's quite a few I've noticed too, what I'll tell my clients a lot of time too, is you don't need to get in with something that's a couple of $100 a month before you're ready. Until you have the content that you need to load into that system, you don't need to spend that kind of money. And to begin with, there's a lot of free platforms that you could use or very low cost. Like if you decided that you had a course, for example, that you wanted to launch, you're not quite sure about it, you put it on Udemy, because if you don't sell anything, you don't have to pay anything because they take a commission off every sale, right? So those are the kinds of things that I usually coach my clients on. Like, yeah. Let's get you in, just get to step one.
So I have a couple of friends who have created amazing quizzes and they're, you know, no more than typically 8 or 10 questions. So I have somebody who's created your content personality quiz, somebody else who's created your video personality quiz. So you could create one that would be about your platform quiz. What type of
tech phobe are you?
Well, you want to give them something that they can use down the road, right?
Yeah, I know.
The content personality quiz, I think there's 8 questions and, you know, there's 5 different content personalities. So for instance, I am a live and in-person content personality. So I focus all of my content creation in live and in person. This particular coach uses the content personality quiz as the basis for everything in her business. So how would a quiz fit into everything in your business?
How do you get your course up online at a low cost as a beginner? And I'm specializing in people who do best live. They're not that great with the written word. They're not that great with, I help them to translate what they're doing in person in a live context, like somebody like yourself who prefers a live presentation and then way to capture that content and to get it into the framework of a course so they can get us out.
I think you're getting it there. I think we're getting you niche down. I think we're getting towards, you know, identifying that one problem that you solve. So I so appreciate you coming on board, Cheryl. I know it's not easy. You've been very brave in stepping up for this. And I hope that not only you, but the listeners got some value here today. So I'm going to have all of Cheryl's contact information put in the show notes for your listeners. And Cheryl, you know, thank you again so much. It's Cheryl at Kickstart Your Company. Thanks, happy listeners. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Grow Equation Business Podcast, where every episode is designed to help you get known, ramp up your profits, and optimize your resources so that you ultimately work less and earn more. If this episode was of value to you, I would be so grateful if you could leave a review or a rating and always subscribe. So thanks for listening. And until next week, remember, you can do this. Bye for now.